Talk some boys basketball here with the head coach over at Milan High School, Andrea Dabney, the Wildcats. It feels like I've been talking about this with every coach this week on the coaches show. Sometimes good version of the team shows up, coach is happy. Other times, not so much. Milan had a not so much last night, lost to Schuyler County 57-33. Coach, you were telling me off the air that, you know, Schuyler's better this year. It's one of the better Rams teams in a couple of years, but the boys didn't have it last night. It was a rough night for the Wildcats.
Yeah, we came out pretty flat to start the ball game, and they've sank into a zone that kind of just threw us for a loop, and we didn't have real good movement. We didn't have real good ball movement. We didn't attack any seams, and then we shot the ball poorly, which is a bad combination, and then kind of defensively caught ourselves staring at the basketball quite a bit. So you can't play like that against a good team and expect to have anything good happen. So it was kind of a rough night, but, you know, you have those. Sometimes you run into finally a pretty good team on the other side, and the speed just kind of overwhelms you sometimes, and I kind of feel like that was probably the case for us.
How good of a matchup is Schuyler County, Putnam County in that final tomorrow, Coach? What's kind of your scouting report on those two squads?
I think it should be a pretty good game. Both teams are pretty athletic. They've got some decent length around the perimeter there. So it should be an up-and-down battle, I would think.
Is your team pretty similar to what you were last year? You know, you're really dependent on getting points from the perimeter to kind of get points on the board?
You know, that's what we were trying to do, but unfortunately, we're not forcing a lot of live ball turnovers right now. We're forcing turnovers. They're just unfortunately travels, and like the other team, maybe throwing the ball out of bounds. We're not getting a lot of live ball turnovers, so we're going to have to make a few adjustments and maybe slip a few kids around in some different positions and see if we can find a combination that's going to get us some turnovers and get us out in the open court to kind of get us going.
Our first chance to talk with you about your team, so let's go back to that jamboree. You went to Meadville mid-November. I know that was a couple weeks ago, and you've had a couple of games now, but how did the kids look in the jamboree for kind of their first time out?
I thought that we did a pretty good job, and the pleasant thing about that was that we had a few kids, you know, that stepped up, so I feel like we could go maybe 8 or 9 deep. Some kids showed me that they're kind of ready to step onto a varsity court, so we did some good things and kind of found some weak areas that we needed to improve upon, and the kids did a good job of coming back and cleaning those things up, which is a good signal because I know that like a game after last night, obviously they're going to do the same thing again to progress forward. So some good combinations of some kids and some multiple defenses is kind of what we went through in the jamboree, and hopefully we can carry that over.
Well, I had a few days off last week, and that was right on that real busy Tuesday night, so I never really did get the recap on Novinger Milan. How did things go in the home opener on the 22nd?
We played pretty well. Kind of controlled the game. It was about a 15-point ball game most of the time, but defended pretty well. They didn't shoot the ball extremely well. I'd like to think that was our defense, but when I went back and watched film, I realized they just kind of missed some shots. But we got up and down the floor pretty well, and offensively we moved well, moved the basketball well, and that is one good thing about the group that we have right now is we don't have, let's say, that one great standout. We've been pretty balanced so far, and kids are looking to make the extra pass and play together. So there's a lot of good things that are happening, even though we had a, you know, kind of a sloppy loss last night. We played two pretty good ball games coming out of the gate to start the season.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. Every coach would love to go 35-0 and win state. I mean, that's the ultimate dream, but not many do that. So you find out about your team after you hit a little bit of adversity, don't you?
I think so, and I'm a big believer that your greatest triumphs come after your toughest losses. So I think, you know, this was a good learning experience. You know, you're at practice every day, and kids make one-handed passes and lazy passes, and you kind of get after them about it, and they really don't believe you until it turns into it on the scoreboard. So I think that last night was a good eye-opener for some kids, like, oh, I do need to play quicker. I do need to, you know, ball fake every now and then. I need to make two hands on my passes, things of that sort. So I think there's a lot of good things that can come from a loss. One good thing I will say about our kids is they continued to play last night. They didn't, you know, sometimes when you're down like that, you get a little sloppy. You maybe go overly aggressive for a rebound, kind of knocking people out of your way. And I didn't feel like we did anything like that. I felt like we just continued to try to play and we continued to try to improve. Kids kept their heads up. They were obviously a little disappointed in the locker room, but I think that they're ready to regroup and come back to practice today.
Yeah, you know, sports can be just such a funny thing because you and I both know that, you know, kids want to go out there, they want to play well, they want to win, mm-hmm. all those things, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. I know it can be a variety of difference from night to night when you get a night like that, but is there anything that you could put your finger on when you just get a night where things just don't go real snappy as to just how that happens with kids that, as I said, they want to go out there and they want to get a win? It doesn't happen.
I know. If I knew that, we'd try to alleviate those. But I think it's a combination. I think that Skyler's a good basketball team. I think that they did a lot of things well. They shot the ball extremely well last night, and you have to credit them as well. Sometimes when things like this happen, we come back to practice the next day, and you remind them, the other team is practicing too. It's not like they just come out and just let us win. We also try to remind kids that winning is not easy. Sometimes we take it for granted. We get a couple wins under our belt and we think that this is an easy road, but it's not. Winning, there's a lot of things that have to go right, and unfortunately sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you really work. Like the night before, we had a phenomenal practice. I thought we looked really crisp and really focused, and then we just came out and played a little flat to start the ball game and missed some easy shots, and kind of found ourselves in an uphill battle the rest of the night. So sometimes basketball too is just matchups. And that was a tough matchup for us. They matched our length around the perimeter pretty well, and it was just their zone was just really tough for us. And that's on me. I've got to come up with something better for us to run against zone defenses. So there's a lot of things that we need to improve upon.
I'm looking at this score from Tuesday, and I don't know what Scotland County has necessarily this year, but 64-37 is a really solid win for your basketball team in the quarterfinals.
Right. Yeah, and we played really well. I felt like in our first two outings. I realized that maybe our opponents had something to do with that too, but I felt like we've handled the basketball pretty well, and we've moved the basketball pretty well, and we've hustled and made some good reactions, and it's just a few little things that you need to clean up, and we're doing a good thing. I mean, we've got some kids to really work with. We've got Jeremy and Ahmet and Nathan and Jared coming back from last year that got a lot of solid playing time, and then we're just trying to figure out how we're going to mix some other kids into that. And some of those kids have to speed up a little bit. They're used to playing JV basketball, and they just have to kind of get into the groove. And I have no doubt they're great kids. They're really good athletes. We'll find that combination, and that's what my job is. So that's what we're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to figure out what's going to be our best combinations, and I may have to tweak a few things for us to be successful, and that's what it's all about.
The four kids that you mentioned, they were kind of the kids I was thinking of, the Nathans and the Ahmets of the world. When you get a year under their belt, obviously, they played for Mark with the football team and did a lot of good things on the football field. Are you looking for them on the offensive end? They had good season last year, just to become a little bit more consistent putting the ball in the hoop for you this year?
Yeah, and I think that I've seen that a little bit so far. Ahmet kind of struggled a little bit putting the ball in the bucket the last two games, but we're going to try to clean that up with some stuff that we're going to do at practice. But he's getting in there and getting shots off. We're getting good shots off, and those two, between Jeremy and Ahmet, you talk about two really dynamic players, and the bad thing is a zone kind of takes a little bit of their ability to get to the rim out of the picture. So, I'm going to have to figure out something better to put them in scoring positions. But then we've got some good shooters around the perimeter, and yeah, Jared Gonzalez in there, who played football this fall, it made him stronger and a little bit more aggressive. I think he's a better player than he was last year as well. So we've got some good tools to work with. We just have to kind of keep cleaning some things up and keep adding some things and continue getting reps at practice.
Nobody wants to play third. I had Coach Cool, Trenton girls are going to be playing for third at Gallatin tonight, said, if you end up in the third place game, it's kind of a character game to see, who has more want to, coming back to that third place game. Looking at it from your perspective, Coach, you get the one seed. Putnam County knocked off North Shelby, so North Shelby's sitting there at 1:30. That ought to be a plenty to motivate the Wildcats tomorrow.
Right. It's not going to get any easier for us, that's for sure. And that's what we talked about at the beginning of the week, that your opponents continue to get better as the week progresses. So you've got to be ready for that, And North Shelby's a really good basketball team. They took Putnam right down to the wire the other night, and that Putnam team is a really athletic team, so that tells you what we're going to go up against. They're pretty athletic. They've got a core of their group back, that won quite a few games last year, and I believe they were either in the Elite Eight last year in Class One. So they've got a good ball club, can score from the perimeter. They've got some bigger guys that can rebound, and they play some pretty solid defense. So we're going to have a good practice tonight and then get ready to play tomorrow and be ready to go.
I know one of the, obviously there's a lot of nostalgia with the Tri-Rivers Classic. Has it brought back, with some of these, Brookfield hadn't been in the Tri-Rivers in 10, 15 years along with Clark County, yeah. But has this tournament kind of brought back that nostalgia or a little bit of those old rivalries of the Tri-Rivers from 10, 15 years ago?
I think some. You know, we kind of, that's about the only time we see some of those schools. You know, obviously we play Brookfield and we play Knox and stuff, but we really haven't played North Shelby for quite a while. So this will be a matchup for us that's a little bit different, which will be kind of nice to see somebody different finally in the tournament. So it's kind of nice to see all those schools back together, you know, and on the basketball court. A lot of games fought between those teams in the past, that's for sure.
No question about it. You go to Brookfield on Tuesday of next week. Have you had a chance to see them at all this week as far as, you know, getting a scouting report on them?
No, we've kind of been just taking things. Mostly we've been breaking down our own selves, you know, and trying to figure out. I think early on in the season, there's so many things that you're trying to improve upon as far as press breakers. And one thing that's a little different with basketball is you have to be ready for multiple matchups and multiple defenses and different things that we can run, different things the other team can run. So we need to just make sure that we're taking care of ourselves right now. We have a lot of angles that we've got to take better defensively, and we've, you know, got to clean some things up at the offensive end. So we've kind of been worried more about ourselves and kind of self-scouting than we have been opponent scouting so far.
Yeah, as you look at the GRC starting here in a couple weeks, I know I saw a little bit of Maysville last night, not enough to kind of get an opinion, but, you know, if Gallatin's at full strength, they're going to be a load, and obviously they're the preseason favorite. Yeah, is it just trying to get victories, and then when Gallatin comes around, just trying to give them best effort you can and see if you can swing the upset? Is that kind of the way the conference looks to you?
I think so. I think they're by far the team that's out ahead right now, you know, with what they have coming back. And I think the rest of us will be fighting things out. I think it's going to be pretty competitive night in, night out. One thing that we try to pride ourselves on is we feel like as the season's progressed, we typically get better as the season goes on, and that's definitely something that the kids are looking forward to. We're going to have to be ready to play here in a couple weeks, though, because conference season's, you know, starting before Christmas. You've got to be ready to put some A games out there. You know, we've got to be ready to play and put ourselves in a position to be up there near the top. I know that's a goal for our kids every single year, is to be up at the top of that conference and compete every single possession, and that's what it takes to be that type of team, and that's what we hope we can aspire to be.
Yeah, Milan's going to have the tournament in January, a lot of home GRC games in January, and I'm sure you realize this, Coach, get used to the bus to start a conference play at Polo and at Maysville on the 13th and 16th.
Yeah, that is a challenge in and of itself, you know, as there's such a fine line between making sure you get plenty of work in, but also trying to get kids rested up. Inevitably, like right now, we do have a few kids that are kind of down and out with a little bit of a bug that's kind of going around, so we're trying to get our legs underneath us and get back healthy so that hopefully when those first couple conference games roll around and we're on that bus, we're at full strength. So there's a lot that goes into it, you know, and kids just have to be ready to play. One thing about it is I think it's easier on those young 16 to 18 year olds than it is this old lady that gets on the bus every night, that's for sure.
Although I did the bus ride once to go to a game, never again. There's not a lot to give on those seats.
Right. Sometimes I can catch a nap, but sometimes, unfortunately, I have to drive the bus. So it's kind of a crapshoot to see what happens on the bus ride there.
Next three games for Milan tomorrow, 1:30 against North Shelby for third place over at the tournament at Schuyler, at Brookfield Tuesday. Week from tonight, Knox County at Milan. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.